This is a Pinball News production.
Welcome, guys. So I think we're going to do, we'll start with a little bit of an introduction from each of us. We'll start down on the left there with Barry. And go ahead.
Hi, I'm Barry, Dutch Pinball. I mostly do graphics for the project. And here's Koen.
Yeah, I'm Koen. I'm a programmer by profession, and I started this project in 2010. And yeah, welcome, guys.
And I'm Scott Denisi. I'm the newest member of the Dutch Pinball Group. I'm in charge of quality assurance, and you know, I did a little bit of voice acting as well. Although my voice doesn't sound amazing, they know how to process it properly to make it sound great in a pinball machine. So, thankful for that.
Okay, the music is done by Jules Rijvers. He couldn't be here today because he's getting married today. So
that's too bad.
Yeah, slow excuse, I know. I'm going to show a picture so you know who he is. That's Jules. He did all the music and all the sound effects on it. And, yeah, he did an amazing job. So, Brighter Pinbot 2.0. why did we use Brighter Pinbot? I think mostly because we had one. And, of course, we wanted to do cool stuff, some animation. And the original only has an alphanumeric display, so we thought it would be a good choice to use a Brighter Pinbot to convert it to a DMD game. And we also think the original game is pretty much a single-shot game, and we wanted to do to create a deeper rule sheet for it. Yeah, that's basically why we choose Brighter Pinbot. Now Koen is going to show some of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to do a demo real quick. We have to change the laptop, actually. So, all right, so I'm emulating this on my laptop because we don't have the machine, and you can see it all right. We have the... I used a MIDI controller to emulate the pinball machine. Can you hold it up?
Sure.
This is the switch matrix. This is the solenoids and flashers. These are the lamp matrix, so you can see the machine in a track mode right now. We have the wheels, the wheel inserts, and helmet lights, etc. So I'm going to use this to play the game and show you guys some stuff. Yeah, turn on the music.
Welcome to Planet Pinbot.
Skill shot. So the story is you have to get the materials to build the bride.
Shoot heartbeat ramp to
and you
white
start
lights.
At Earth. You load up your shuttle.
Lock one
this
is
the heartbeat ramp shot. You light locks.
Lock two is lit.
And you lock the balls using the shuttle ramp.
Ball one is locked. Ball two is locked. Multi-ball is ready. Multi-ball!
Okay, so you can multiply the jackpot by shooting the heartbeat ramp. Which is a Whitewater-esque feature because you have only the chance to do it once. Score jackpots using the shuttle ramp. Okay, so let's drain this multi-ball. And one of the nicer features of this upgrade is in the original game you have the wheel awards, but they are just basically random awards. So we wanted to balance them a bit. So let's, if you shoot the scoop, which I'm doing right now, this would be an award in the original game, but we made it a mode. So the mode is shoot the left loop, right loop. And if you do this four times, you will get the award, but only if you complete the mode. So you're hearing custom sound by Jules. You're hearing Scott as Pinbot.
Every mode has its own sound.
Yes, every mode has custom music. We're doing 30 frames per second, full animation, pre-rendered 3D, so it's looking good. Okay, let's show you another mode. Oh yeah, I got the jackpot, so when you then shoot the scoop, it has the insert saying jackpot, so that's why you get a jackpot now. Let's shoot the scoop again. 250k, this is the Move Your Shuttle.
Move Your Shuttle.
Tribute to Creature from the Black Lagoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, if you turn off the music. There's the Creature from the Black Lagoon on the screen, but there's flashing text in front of it. So I'm gonna. I think the music crapped out on me. Okay, so let's just complete the mode. Yeah. So Pinbot gets angry that you're blocking the screen, so he's destroying the cinema. So what does this get me? 5 million, because the values were doubled. If you complete a mode, there will be a timer which doubles the value. Also, it builds the jackpot, so it's you want to complete some modes before you start multiball. Okay, this is extra ball
mission
mode. You have to complete the 4 rollover lanes, which is kind of hard to do because the heartbeat ramp doesn't return on the switch. I'm just gonna skip through it.
Extra ball.
So yeah, we're using the space theme, so we got Houston in there, we got Mission Control, Scott as well.
The voice you hear is, by the way, the original voice from The Bride that we wrote.
Yes, we got her on the project, very nice.
Okay. Return to base.
Okay, so the left loop on the game has an insert. On the 500k, it says extra ball, but we don't want to give unlimited extra ball, so it's specific to this mode. So if you shoot the left loop 4 times in this mode, it will award you the extra ball, or it hides the extra ball actually. Again, custom
extra
music.
Ball is lit.
Okay. We only have 30 minutes, so I'm really going through it really fast. Okay, 50k, space station dock.
You're docking
the space shuttle to the International Space Station. And it's a spinner shot. But every time you shoot a spinner, it's kind of... It gets the shuttle closer to the ISS. Again, custom music. So it's kind of annoying that the values doubled is in the bottom all the time, but that's because I'm just killing it on air. Okay, 100k, it's a fueling frenzy. It's just the shuttle is pulling over to an old school fueling station. Every hit on the jet is a fueling tick. There we go. Okay, so those were the wheel modes. I'm just gonna drain the ball and we can check out it's fine. I'm gonna drain the ball. You can see the bonus sequence.
Player one, shoot again.
That's Stephanie Rogers. All right, so that's it for the demo. We're gonna continue with the making of, which is the title of this seminar. So let's do it.
Okay. Switch back.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm on a bit of a low resolution for this demo, but okay. Well. We do all the animations mostly in 3ds Max. Then we do the post-production and After Effects, and then we, after that, we upload the sequences to our own developed suite. I'm going to show you. Okay, here's the Move Your Shuttle setup. Just quickly, you see the 3D. Just going to show you a little of the scene. It's all like that. So you can just move the camera, move the shuttle, do an animation. And after that, you can render it. So it looks nice. This is the actual size of the DMD, 128 pixels times 32. When we're done, we go to After Effects. Oh my god. This is really small. Here we have the intro of the wheel mode. It's also rendered in 3ds Max. Some text. I was going to show it on the dot box. We have a live preview on the dot box, but the resolution is just too low to do it now. And here's the animation. So we put it all together in After Effects, and after that we render it to a PNG sequence. Really fast because of the low resolution. Okay, that's all done. Then we zip it. Now let's see if we have a Wi-Fi connection. Still. Okay. This is the Dutch Pinball suite. Here's where we track all the assets. And we can upload sequences or music, stuff like that. So here are all the animations for the bride, multi-ball, wheel modes. You can upload a file. You can set the status if it's beta or alpha or maybe final. You can upload the sounds, and we have a light show editor. Takes a while.
Yeah. So the sequence Barry just rendered is being converted to a format we can use on the pinball machine, and right now we're loading the preview as well, so you can in the suite we can view our animations. It's taking a while because we're on Wi-Fi probably. So all right, so our sound guy Jules, he can also upload the sounds in here. And you can preview the animations on the top left, which is what we were waiting for just yet. Also, you can see this is the light show editor we made. So we made this for this project, the Bride of Pinball project, but also our future project. So we're investing in the future. So yeah, every row you see is one light, and this is a timeline we're scrubbing. So you can see the live animation, and you can sync your lamp show with that. Also, we can see the sound. So you can see there's a peak when the ball drops here. It has a. Okay, so you see these shapes here. They're to make it easy to make a smooth light show. So let's just play it for now. And then the multiple music kicks in, but that's not in here. So we're actually matching the animation right here. So the ball drops in here, and we also let the lights drop using the helmet lights, and then these are flashers, they go wild. Then the hedges start to close, and we do the same with the playfield lamps here. Then we rotate the shuttle, and we do the same with the lights as well. But this is really subtle. I mean, you're not going to notice it like this if you play the game. But we can also, yeah, we're working on a tiny resolution here, so this normally is much nicer. But so we can do a proper preview like this. And it looks more like a real playfield insert. All right, so gonna show you real quick how you would go about doing this. So I'm creating a tween object. It's just internal terminology, so it doesn't have to be really understandable. So whenever I pull this over the over the playfield, you will see the playfield lights light up. Then I'm gonna put a new keyframe over 1 second later. I'm gonna rotate this guy around like that. Move it over there, and then render the tween, and you can see the light show happening. Also, the real timeline is filled in, so this is a rendered timeline, and I can export it to my game. And when you see, this is our attract mode, which looks just like a regular sparkling attract mode, but we created it like this, which looks kind of funny. But if I turn on the live view, it looks like a regular attract mode. So you could do this by hand, but the real big motions, they're kind of a pain. So we're trying to sync all our light shows to the animations and the sounds, and this way create a unique feel and polish to the game. All right, so actually we've been working on this project for 3 years now, and we're at the point that people are one sick of waiting, and they are just digging the game really, really well, because it's getting really polished at this moment. So we're actually starting to take pre-orders. You can go to dutchpinball.com and pre-order the game. The amounts are in euros, but the basic kit starts at about $1,400. It sounds like a lot of money, but you get a PC with a pre-configured software. You get the software itself, of course. You get a PROC, which you just saw Gary from Multimorphic doing the seminar. We're using his PROC, of course, because it's really the only way to go for this kind of project if you don't want to do the hardware yourself. You get a speaker panel, because the original Bright had the alphanumeric displays, and if you put a dot matrix behind it, you couldn't see the whole animation. So, did I miss anything?
That's the basic
kit. Yeah, we're handling the power on too, with a board Scott created for us. So if you switch on the power, it will automatically power on the computer. If you switch off the machine, it will not kill the computer instantly, because computers don't generally like that, or operating systems, I should say. And we have a solution for that. Then you have the option to buy a DMD, a dot matrix display, and a sound system, which are the two stereo speakers, subwoofer, and an amplifier. Those are optional, because you guys have so many parts laying around. One note to make is you can't use the traditional plasma display, because the Bride of Pinbot is one generation in front of that, so it misses the 100 volts for the dot matrix display. So that's why we're using an LED display. But if you check out our game in the exhibitor hall when it opens at 6 o'clock today, you'll see it's just as good as a plasma display. It's really, they've really developed them well. All right, so we're gonna take some questions right now, and I think Scott's gonna host the the Q&A.
Yep. Yeah. So the question is, what does we didn't really talk about this time, but the Bride actually has the ability to play the original software as a menu option, and also the Dutch pinball software, so you can switch between them. So you're not actually losing anything with this kit. So the question is, what does it look like when we select that original Bride game, right? So I suppose if you want to, do you want to actually show it, or is it not going to run it?
No, yeah.
Okay, so what it does is it actually runs PinMame in the background on the computer, and it emulates the alphanumeric displays on the DMD. So it actually looks very, very similar to what the original game was. I recommend you guys, if you wanted to check it out, in the exhibitor hall, we can boot up the old version for you, and you can go through and play that too. It's pretty much spot on. I think a couple of the audio files are a little bit distorted, but other than that, rules are all the same. Animations and things with the alphanumeric are all the same, so it looks really great. Hope that answered the question. Yep.
Tell us a little bit more about your story. Like, I'm a software engineer myself, so I know how much work this is. This is unbelievable. Like, hats off to you guys. Are you doing this full time? This tool that you're doing the light shows with, super awesome.
Right, I'll take this, I guess. I'm working full time on websites, basically web games. So this is just a part time thing, a spare time thing, so overtime thing. And I just like creating new stuff. So when you buy a PROC to develop your own game, there's a framework you can get. It's developed by Gary Stellenberg, Adam Preble. And you can start developing right away, but it will be a basic flipping game. So if you wanna really build a solid framework that displays these smooth animations and whatever, I mean, there's a lot going on. You have to invest some time. So we did, and I always like to develop new stuff and get ahead of the competition a bit. So yeah, it's been up till now, it's been a spare time thing. But now that we're taking pre-orders, which we're targeting, by the way, for Q1 next year, we're gonna ramp up the development. I mean, the framework is there. We just have to create the 6 more wheel modes. We already have 6 finished. We have to create some multi-balls. But it's just, now it's just fun work, you know, we have the toolkit ready. So about using the Lightshow editor for other projects, basically it's just, we invested in this for our own company. So yeah, right now it's just our tools, which is basically, we're a software company up till now. Now we're gonna produce some kits with our partners. So yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
How did you track down Stephanie Rogers, and what was her reaction to you guys requesting?
Great, Matthew, you want me to talk?
Yeah. We tracked her down through the IPDB website. I found her name. And I just sent her an email and just asked her, hey, would you like to do the voices for our new project? And she sent me an email back, and she was very excited to do it. So then we set up a meeting at Scott's place. Stephanie went to Scott to do the recordings. So that's about it. She loved to do it.
Yeah, she was very enthusiastic about the whole project. She actually was surprised that we were able to track her down and that we were so excited about it, because she said, you know, I did this in, you know, one of my guys' basements a long time ago, back in the
living room with her mom and dad on a dad recorder.
Yeah, it was just really funny. She just didn't think it was a big deal, but you know. Yeah.
So, any legal issues for stuff with graphics and stuff?
Well, all graphics and all music, everything is original. So, well, of course, our original game has an alphanumeric display, so. Also, we did contact WMS about the licensing, And yeah, we still want to talk about it, but we didn't get a response yet. So until then, I think it's okay.
All right, one last question.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Yeah. All right, so we get asked this question a lot. You know, yesterday I think I probably answered it a few times, but the basic thing here to remember is that the original vision for this game was to upgrade the Bride to what it was supposed to be if it were to have a standard dot matrix. At this point, you know, it's not color. We do realize that that is, you know, a lot of people are excited about that stuff. But we think that this is actually a good representation of really what the machine should have been, including the rules and the animations.
One more?
Will the software be able to be operated in final form?
I think that.
Will it be able to operate in
Well, it's right now it's targeted for home use, basically, because you have the switch to the old software, and yeah, the rule sheet is quite, well, how do you say it, competitive. It's deep, it's harder than the original, of course, because that's just a really easy game. So we'll integrate coins for the home, you know, but I don't know if you should put this on location. I mean, it's just, yeah. All right. Yeah, it's just it's a consideration for us as well if we want to invest the time. I mean, if we're going to do future projects, and we probably want them to be on location, so we'll integrate that in our framework, and it will be an update for the Bride as well. So we're considering it. Thanks. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you at 6 o'clock.